Blog Talk Radio.
Mentally, spiritually,
baby, I'm yours, and it's just so nasty. Girl, you're just what I've been waiting for my whole life. Compromise, but not afraid to sacrifice. This is the kind of love I always want to give. Yeah, if it's real, it should be effortless. Don't force it, slow down. Just chill, let it be organic. Try to love you right by your side, never fly above you. Help keep my chakras in alignment. Never in a rush, I'm good with God's timing. Girl, you're just what I've been waiting for my whole life. Compromise and not afraid to sacrifice. This is the kind of love I always want to give. Yeah, if it's real, it should be effortless. Don't force it.
This bitch wants somebody to eat her ass. She wants somebody to actually eat out of her ass. And her pussy stink like fish. This bitch, she talking about she don't want to suck no dick. She just want to eat. She want to have her ass eaten like it's an ice cream cone Sunday on a Monday and shit. When she smell like dirty Wednesday, this bitch need to brush her teeth on Tuesday. This bitch think this motherfucker need her fucking clavicle fucking ostracized. She need that shit. She need an exorcism. Her pussy got ghosts. She should smell like fish, food, fish sandwiches and shit. She should sound like salmon. Salmon streak. They swim upstream when they smell her pussy in the fucking water.
On the way, my phone is charging. She keep calling. I wanna pick it up, but I keep stalling. I feel so type of way. It's late at night and day. I ain't get dressed for nothing. You ain't put on that dress for nothing. Now I'm coming, baby. Wait for it, wait for it, wait for it. I'ma need for you to wait for it, wait for it. Baby, can you wait for it, wait for it, wait for it? Baby, can you wait for it, wait for it? Can you? 2 a.m. on a weekend, and I'm coming your way, coming your way. We've been texting all night, and texting all day, texting all day. Took the time to get your hair done nice, nails done right, the dress is tight. Who would I be not to take notice of things you do for yourself? You got high self-esteem and I know. Yeah, baby, I took the time to treat me right. At least I can know it's way for it.
Well, I started touching myself at like 9 to 10 years old, where I really started getting into massaging this grown get down with myself. I'd masturbate 3 to 4, 5, 6 times a day with my bra hanging off and my breast dangling, and I would turn myself on. Oh my.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight is the Soul Cafe with your host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic La Perla Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, Van.
Running the event page. And, of course, the man of the next 2 to 3 hours, ladies and gentlemen, the CEO himself, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the poet Douglas, baby, baby. What it do?
Baby. What it do, Van Schmetto? What's up?
What it do, man? What's happening? What is happening?
Hey, man, I'm shellacking. You crazy, boy. Something wrong with you. It wasn't me. It wasn't me.
Y'all ain't right. Oh, that was you, Poetic? Oh, that's terrible. That's horrible. Almost choked on my gum. That's horrible.
I didn't record the pieces, you know. I didn't make the pieces. You know, that's just the crazy mind of For Real, the poet Douglas.
Mm-hmm. Baby, baby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're the accomplice.
Yeah. So nearly.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you happen to be listening in online, you may want to dial in 319-527-6300 and press 1 to get on the mic and enjoy these shenanigans that's about to pop off up in here tonight. Tonight's show is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? I got mine. You got yours?
I got mine. You got yours?
Yeah. I got mine. You got yours?
Yeah. I got mine, baby. I got mine.
I got to put my hair up for this show. Jesus.
So tonight, y'all. Tonight is a special night. We started doing other poets' works while they were present. And we had a nice little run. And we're back at it. We took a little hiatus, but we're back. And what a way to come back than with the CEO himself honoring the works of one For Real, the poet Douglas. Man, how y'all feel about that, man? How y'all feel about that?
Yo, hey, well, you know what? I was cool up until the show started, man. I see, you know, how J-Rob felt, you know what I'm saying, how Judah Verbal Mind Dancer felt, how Jared felt, man. You know, it's a weird feeling. I'm looking forward to it. I don't know why. I started having this nervousness going about me. I don't know why. I ain't doing nothing but listening tonight. And
you're going to be all right.
You know, I'm just, yeah. I don't know what type of dissertation. I'm wondering, I don't know what how I'm going to give dissertation is what I'm concerned with, maybe. I'm interested, and I'm just looking forward to it, man. My face is cracking right now. This Kool-Aid smile that I have on, you know, that mixed with the E and J I just inhaled. Man, I'm looking forward to it, man. I'm truly looking forward to it. Am I allowed to give deductions tonight?
No. No, forthwith, umbrella, pineapples, lemonade, whatever, coconut, balls. No.
Hey.
No.
Oh, damn. I threatened Van that if he sounds like me. But we're going to see what Van sound like. He can't help it. It's in his system.
Mm-hmm.
But he said he had a part that he had to...
I don't care. There's a part, gentlemen, that it's a signature for real, the poet. So you got to do it just like for real, the poet. When we get into the pieces, you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. Because I know all of you have something in those pieces that make you want to be like, baby, baby.
Yeah. Hey, no, but man, but poetic. I don't want to disturb what you have to do. I really don't want to influence how you spit the piece. I really don't. I just was messing around with you. You know what I'm saying? I want you to do your thing, man. I'm really, really dying to hear you do this piece because you've been on me about this piece for a long time, ever since I first spit it. And and I know that you can perform it. I know that you can, and I don't care how you do it, man. I just want you to make it beautiful, man, because I know that you can do that. And that's what I'm gonna say to you on this night about that.
My pleasure, brother. I can't wait, man. Hey, brother, we hearing this crackling in your line at the moment.
Crackling.
Yes.
Yes. It's terrible. It's like you got a bad cord or something. Yeah.
Mm.
Go grab one of them other 10 phones that you got. Call back.
Wait a minute. Let me try this real quick. How about now?
No, still there.
Still there.
It's still there? What is this? You sure it's my phone?
Yes.
You need there.
You.
It's one thing or another. All right, let's try this. You still there?
We're still here.
Yeah, we're still here. They're still there.
All right, let's try this. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, and the crackle is still there.
Still got the snap, crackle, pop, Rice Krispies.
Yeah, let's do this one more time because I want to make sure I'm correct. Van, unmute my other line.
The more you talk.
I'll mute your other line. Let's see here.
Yeah. All right, how I sound over here?
Not as loud. Oh, wait a minute, it stopped.
Yeah, I muted the other line, so you sound real good, bro. You sound real good. No more snap, crackle, pop.
Okay. All right.
All right. I think it's time. I'm gonna do this real quick, radio ID, and then we're gonna come back and we're gonna get right into it. We will start with La Pearl, La Negra.
Uh-oh.
And then myself, and then essentially Janice. I hope you listen. I hope you're ready, babe. We're gonna bring you in after me, but let's get this fiction ID out the way first, because you know we got a CEO, and you know he kind of fickle about that kind of stuff.
Uh huh.
Less love.
welcome back, welcome back. La Pearl, La Negra, are you ready?
I am.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. Through the fog, the smoke from the cigar drifts by as I watch as it shifts in its moments from side to side. Slowly, I exhale another cloud in thought of him. His eyes, his hair, his smile, his image appears to me in the cigar smoke cloud. My chest takes deep, slow heaves as I breathe, leaving me mesmerized, hopelessly, like a child for a while. And in the cloud, he turned to me and he blew me a kiss. And through the steam of the fog, I received it, compelled to remain in the seat where I sat under this wonderfully magical spell. But he reached out for me. Lord, help me. Something inside seemed to lift me. All sense of time began to escape me. He held my hand and began to dance with me, romantically, drifting, him and me, devoid of gravity, across the bluest sea, he and I. We ride, we sail, we drift, in perfect unity as the universe were made moment for him and me. Through the cloud of passion and love we dance, drifting through time and space. I have never in my life seen so much love written on such a beautiful face. Then through the cloud and that awesome haze, he began to fade. I began to hold him tighter, not knowing if this would be the last kiss that he gave. I couldn't let go. Why did it have to end this way? Fingertips, our hands were growing apart as I heard myself whisper, I'll remember you always. Love, because even though the fog fades, as this mist separates, evaporates, I will keep you here where I can see you, have you, hold you, clearly locked in my heart. Here I sit where I sat, mesmerized by the smoke of the cigar. I exhaled and image drifted with unchained love in my heart, in my tears, in my eyes. Nothing like a nice cigar and someone special. For real. Masterpiece.
Wow, that was so beautiful. I'm hearing echoes. I'm hearing the echo. Oh man, do I say something now? Am I supposed to say something? Let me tell you something.
Yes, sir. Go ahead, bro.
Let me tell you something. You did that. You made me definitely proud. You know, you made that sensual and just so mesmerizing. You know, the sound of your voice as you performed that piece. And it's like, it's so funny. I don't know if my brothers felt this way when we did their pieces, but it's like hearing your work being done outside of yourself, you know, and you did it great justice is all I can say. And it fills my heart. It fills my heart. You know what I'm saying? You really did that justice, and I appreciate that, and I love you for that.
Oh, I love you too. Thank you. Oh man, mm-hmm. I'm so nervous. Thank you. That's a big
time.
I did. Wow.
You definitely
yeah,
did.
Let me drill you.
Let me drill you. You know we drill the poets over here when they spit. If I can do
yeah.
that, I just want to ask.
Yeah.
Did you go through anything? Because I know with you, you always said, for real, I can't do your pieces. I can't do your pieces. And I said, well, you know, I got romantic pieces. I got this, got that. Did you have any problems with that piece? Or what was your thoughts? What are your thoughts on performing that piece?
The only issue I had, I was just nervous that I was going to say her. Instead of him.
Okay.
And other than that, it's such a beautiful piece. No, I didn't have no issues. I just didn't want to say her or she. You know? That
well, you
was
did
it.
Good.
Thank
you.
You
did great. Definitely
you did that.
Oh, thank you, guys.
No, thank you. Thank you. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. I guess it's my turn. Is it my turn? Is it my turn?
Mm-hmm. It is.
All right.
You're ready? The mic is yours.
We kissed life together, breathing for one another, as if living were a buffet, and we were starving. Accompanied by this light hue of enjoyment as we held each other spiritually. Oblivious of anything physically, we were in the process of creation. Have you ever felt so in tune? On the same vibration with another human being. What are lips? But that doorways to bliss. Each passionate slow motion inhales inside of each other from a non-sexual orifice. To attach to one lung, one heart. One pulsating beat, blood pressure flowing through both water falling from head to feet, cascading spiritually, radiating in unison as we ravishly partake in this anointing. Mindfully aware of each sensation, never being in this part of the universe before. Lost within this galaxy of never before. Never before. Need of no more. Free from gravity, we levitate above the floor, guided by a single candle's light in the night skies as our roadmap. Love is procured. Her and I become we. Her and I become we as we. We kissed life together. We kiss life together. We kiss life together. We kiss life together. As we kiss life together. For real. In peace.
Yo.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
La pretty negra. La pretty negra.
You know what? Poetic. I have to say, I heard you know what? I heard for real so much in you, and I'm so used to hearing you imitate him. You did, I mean, you did a smash up job, but I heard for real all in here.
Absolutely.
Your cadence, everything. That was all. You did an awesome job, man.
Mm.
And it's such a beautiful, beautiful piece. This is one of my favorite pieces, though, man. Kudos.
Wow.
Man. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey. My face is really gonna hurt tonight. It's gonna hurt tonight.
Yeah.
It's really gonna hurt tonight. Hey, listen. And my Van Metal voice. Listen. I
can't even do it right there. My face is hurting.
listen. You know, man, you did it, man. It was like, man, this is weird. This is a weird feeling. I'm telling you, this is weird. And I'm not saying the things that I'm saying because I happened to write those pieces that you made that piece, man, so beautiful, man. And it was so, like, serene. And I was traveling. I can picture being in outer space. And I think that's where I am or where I was when I wrote that, like somewhere out in the galaxy. You know, I'm always out there somewhere. And you brought that to it, man. And I was saying to myself, and I was going to ask you, I said, what, did you memorize this piece, man?
What?
Because you know right where the thing's supposed to be at. You know where it's supposed to flip and flop at. And I'm like, okay. I thought it was beautiful, man. I'm proud
Thank
of you,
bro.
Man. I'm so glad that you finally got it out your system, bro. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
You make me sick.
Yeah, man.
You make me sick. I knew you couldn't wait to say we kiss life together. We kiss life together.
I could not
we
wait.
We kiss life together.
I could not wait. And I have memorized this piece, so I know exactly your cadence. I know where you speed up. I know where you slow down. That's how much I love this piece. So yeah, bro. Thank you for trusting me with your work, man.
Yo, that's crazy. My face hurting, man. I'm gonna go to sleep hearing that echoing in my head. You know, one thing I wanna sometime soon I'm gonna let you because my son performed the track. I wasn't the first person that spit that. I wrote that, and my son actually spit that, and it's recorded. That is on a track.
Nice.
So
nice.
One of these days, and you know everybody teases me about him because he's always imitating me. Y'all saw the videos, some of y'all, and so yeah, one of these days I'll share that with you guys. It may be in the studio. But hey, Van, you did your thing, man. Man, God bless you, man. I couldn't even deduct
you
if I wanted
to,
man. Yeah, I'm gonna deduct
appreciate
you.
It, man.
I'm gonna deduct you next week, bro.
I just wanted to make sure that I did the piece justice, man, because it is a beautiful piece, man. It's by far my favorite piece from you, and I actually got to spit it. I was, yeah, very sappy.
Real sappy, bro. Very sappy, bro. Very sappy.
Well, listen, we are not going to have all this fun by ourselves. We are going to bring in essentially Janice at this time.
Oh, shit. Here it go.
Essentially Janice.
Oh, Lord.
Welcome.
Oh, God. Let me brace myself.
Go down.
How
are snap.
Yeah.
Poetic.
You did an amazing job.
Baby.
Thank you.
Wait a minute. Hold up. I got to take another drink. My face hurts
real
big now. Wait a minute. Hold up. Wait a minute.
I cannot laugh. Don't make me laugh.
No. Wait a minute. Hold up. Mm-hmm. Mm. Okay, now ready. Janice, let me tell y'all a story before she gets into a piece, y'all. I don't know how it went down. I can't remember when it began. But Janice had, well, you tell the story.
We were just chatting. I don't even know what we were chatting about, but we were in group chat, and we were talking about your feature coming up. And just kind of like, well, what piece would you want to read? What piece would you want to read? And I said, I want No More Rope. And you were looking down, and you looked up with your eyebrow up like, what? The look on your face was hilarious. And I'm like, I'm not kidding. I want No More Rope. So you sent it to me, and here we are. Here we are.
Yo, so much energy flowing through me right now, man. The anticipation of it all. Janice, girl.
I'm not. Poetic can imitate you. He can sound like you. I cannot. So it's going to be interesting.
Yes, very interesting.
I'm going to sound like the opposite of you.
Well, listen.
You know what? It's not so much about you sounding like me. It's just that you took that challenge. And
yeah.
I just have to admit, because No
right.
More Rope is a challenge physically. It's a physical challenge because after I perform
the first time I read it
breathe.
Through, I was shaking.
Oh,
yeah. You hear me?
You know.
I was shaking the first time I read straight through. So,
I'm going to just let you do your thing, darling, because I'm just interested in the flavor that you're going to bring to it. I'm honored that you just chose that piece, and you chose a serious piece right now.
Yeah.
So I'll pass the mic back to my brother Van and let him do what he's doing.
Absolutely. Simply Janice, we're going to go ahead and give you the spotlight. The mic is yours.
Dedicated to all the young men who never got a chance to put time in. Dead to the streets due to police brutality and illegalized killing. I say one of them for each one of our sons, like citizens standing their ground, increasing the amount of black souls lost. Every place is starting to look like Florida. Another killer nigga law they keep passing. Premeditated clauses that the laws they keep drafting. No need to put hoods on. KKK sheets are replaced by police badges. Another black lost. More grieving. Did you vote? Nope. Dressed in blue, protect and serve. No. In the hood, there's a purge by the authority. Out of control with that animalistic urge, causing all the senses bleeding. Even so, the laws they use to protect themselves are the very laws used to condemn us. Did you vote? Yes. But they still killing us, though. Never including us doesn't work for us. Usually doesn't. USA, lazy motherfuckers, brought us here, sold and bought us here. Now we free. But how free is free when there's no more use for us here in this America? Man in blue, protecting us. They are the same ones one by one who are killing us, but there should come a time, maybe when we get tired of watching TV and many distractions, we'll have no choice but to pick up a gun then, one by one. One of them for each one of our sons. Streets are bleeding. Black Americans, black mothers are grieving, and before the tears dry, another one dies from the cradle to the grave on camera. His hands will raise a candy bar. House keys, anything, everything mistaken for a gun. Unjust, another one, just another memory put to sleep. Another black youth, blood in the street. Yesterday's fields full of people picking cotton. They had a lot of rope and we hung in those fields, yo. But today, to our people, it seems that all that shit is forgotten. And it's so real. License to kill a nigga applications can be found on Capitol Hill. Born in the world, running empty on hope, strikes against us, marked from birth, no more rope, but they still lynching us, though. No more rope, but they still lynching us. They killing us, body bagging us. But I break through body bags, escape the toe tags, breathing through paper, leaving vapors. When I take my socks off, I get tracks and I can breathe. I'm like Wolverine. Fuck these old boys behind the wheel of the USA political machine oppressing us, overtaxing us. Putting shit in the air over the hood, polluting, physically uprooting us, chemically and genetically poisoning us, killing us, slowly. AIDS been here forever. Now here comes Ebola. Let a motherfucker sneeze. If you're white, they'll save your life. If you're black, the plan is to slash your neck. But in the end, we be black and pigmented, sun protected. Every shit on this planet we invented, and you can't stand it. Thieves. You've stolen everything, and you got the nerve to point the finger at me and my people? I take my socks off and burn your nostrils, rip out your tonsils, go Wolverine and dismantle your groin with the sink of my big toe. I get hostile, grab a white one and whip her with my pistol. And ain't no more bleach in a white sheet. KKK wearing badges, yo. But let me tell you one more again. You won't stop fucking with my people, because in the end, we won't be here. Just like in the beginning, taking our righteous place in you and yours and the forbidden tree, rancid, tempting, in the form of that snake hating Satan. I just took my socks off. Call me Morpheus. There can only be one. One of them for every one of our sons. New rules, new laws, shit held in confidence, classified. You don't even know what it is yet. You vote on it. Why? Well, classify this, America. Kiss my ass and also this, and not just the tip, but suck my whole damn. Oops, that's classified shit. Same stink disguise. I thank God for my eyes. I smell it. That same old shit smells like you're covered in it. I wish you well. Take a bath that smells like hell, and you really need to smell yourself. Instead, you choose to deny the smell. Hidden. What the hell did you think I couldn't tell? Rednecks, writing checks. Racists, the racists, raises on their paychecks while we living on minimum wages. Gold fossils, old morals, life lynchers, slave shippers, whippers of cotton pickers. Animal fuckers, child molester, wife swappers, Sodom and Gomorrah, you how Hitler and Hannibal Lecter, you gave birth to Charles Manson in this land. You brought us here, fuckers. And you want to look down your nose and morally judge us? All you motherfuckers lay down with Caligula pervertus that you morally look down on us, and you're the corruptus with your diseased minds. No more rope, but they still lynching us, though. If only we would have stood our ground while they was lynching us. Kidnapping, raping, and selling us while they were beating and degrading us, killing us from the inside with tainted teachings, religious preachings, fake God worshippers in the dark rooms in Washington, room full of devil worshippers, fornicators, faith haters, self-serving, once made us call a master, but they be masturbators. You get more punished for calling for someone a faggot than for someone stabbing your black mother, and you want to see the dog law kill a fucking dog in a world run by thieves. Banished long ago. Who formed these colonies? We created the Sodom and Gomorrah, an uncivilized you want to call us? Born in the world, running empty on hope, strikes against us, marked from birth, no more rope, but they still lynching us, though. No more rope, but they still lynching us, but I'm still alive, and I just took my motherfucking socks off. Private-owned prisons, go to privately owned prison and put your motherfucking mother in it. No more rope. For real, the poet.
Yo!
Breath. Breath.
Yeah.
Breath. I can't believe.
Let me some oxygen. Go first. You go first.
Yo, let me tell you something. You own that shit you did. That you spit that shit. Yes, you did that. I stood up. And I was like,
you stood up.
Yes, the fuck. I damn. You killed that shit for real.
Oh, my God.
You did that shit. Yes, you made it your own. Yes, yes, yes.
Lord.
Yeah,
wash my mouth out
with soap
now, though.
Man, listen.
No, please. Nah. Let that shit linger. Yes.
Listen. Y'all see all of the memes where they talk about if it was this, then it would be a picture, right?
Yeah.
And I'm listening. I'm like, if Killing Me Softly was a meme right now, it would be her with this piece.
Yes.
Yeah, she
gave the softest delivery with the hardest hitting lines.
Bruh.
I was like, oh my God. I was like, oh my God.
Ooh-wee,
you did that.
You did that.
Oh man, when she hit that private owned prisons, oh my God.
Oh.
For real, the poet, man. What?
Yeah.
think, brother?
Yeah, my face hurting right now, bro. Hey, listen, let me tell you something. The whole time she was doing it, I wanted to scream at the top of my lungs. It's sort of what you said about, you know, her giving the quietest performance, but you know what I'm saying? It made me want to rage out even more because of the way she was doing it. You know what I'm saying? So with that voice that she has, and I'm picturing somebody's mother, a black mother, feeling what I felt
That's
when I wrote
that. That's why I wanted
that.
It. That is why I wanted it.
Yeah.
I got black sons.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I wanted that so bad because of my son.
Yeah, I was black mother spitting that in a black motherly like way, and it made me want to rage out. I haven't felt that type of rage since I wrote that, and I wrote that during a time when America was raging, at least the black community was. You know, I first put my finger on that when, you know, when they killed Trayvon, when Trayvon was killed, you know, and you know what I'm saying? I'm just listening to you, girl, and you just put some inflictions on it that was like, it just, you know
what
I mean? Hearing you cuss, hearing my black mother cuss, you know, you know how upsetting that can make you, hearing your mother get down like that because she's hurting, the pain that she's, you know, feeling.
Yes.
That's why she's spitting this piece. You know, she spit it in that way where I actually felt that, you know, from a woman's point of view of doing this piece. And I wanted to rage and get in arms, you know what I'm saying? I thought you did a great, great job, Shanice. You know, my expectations were fulfilled.
Yay.
You know what I'm saying? And you knew just how to do it. And you made it your own. You know, yeah, you did. You did. I don't even know what else I can say, but it was a deep honor hearing you and that you took that piece on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know what anybody else felt. Hey, thank you. Like I said, I got to hear a different side of that.
Yeah.
And just hearing that.
For real, that's ecstatic, yo.
Why does that have to be from my phone? Why does that have to be from my phone? Are you in the studio? Why does that have to be from my phone?
I don't have to be in the studio. I know how our phones are. You're the only one with 10,000 phones and has a disruption in every one.
That's not his phone. Sorry. That's
your phone? Oh, no. Not the iPhone. Is it the iPhone?
No. This is my work phone. Apologize to
Khalil. Okay. I apologize. Please accept my most humble and deepest apology. Please.
Trying to fix it
I apologize.
All right. Thank you. All right. Essentially, Janice, we're going to send you back to the event page after that performance.
Yep.
Thank you, love.
All right.
Thank you, Janice.
Thank you. Mwah.
Girl.
Thank you, baby.
Girl.
I
love
you. Shout out to
love you, too. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to both
sides. Man, well, ladies and gentlemen, the night is starting off with a bang. And I really mean a bang. So, for real, are you ready to see who's next? Ready to honor you with the for real, the poet Douglas Beast?
I'm not sure. I might have to take another drink.
Let's bring in one of the greats. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Joe the Verbal Mind Game.
Oh, damn.
What's good with you, Joe?
Hey, what's up, Poetic? How you doing, brother?
Good, brother.
What's
how you
up,
feeling?
Bro?
I'm good. What's up, for real? What's up, brother?
What's up, my bro?
Hey, man. Congratulations, man. Congratulations for being honored in this way. Man.
Hey, thank you, man. Thank you.
I got to shout out my little sister, Janice, doing her thing, man. Fantastic job.
Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, you did.
Yes, Lord.
Now, Joe, You done been down this road before. You done been down this road before. I remember you doing a piece, what's the name, those dusty, those old shoes you did back in the day, a piece that I wrote called Those Old Dusty Shoes. And I also remember you doing, I don't know, did you do No More Rope?
No, I never did that.
Okay, I thought you did something else. But I know how you can go and get into not only your pieces, but mine as well, man. So I don't know what you got going on. I'm going to shut the hell up and get a mic back to my brother Van.
Absolutely. So Joe DeVerbo, what piece did you bring for us tonight, man, for real, the poet Douglas?
Yeah, I was looking and doing my Googleology and all that sort of thing, but I want to find out one poem, and it's called This World's Mess.
Snap, diggle daggle.
All right, bro, the mic is yours.
Okay. This world's mess. Expectations of equality been waiting patiently for centuries. Thanking God for the ox that pulled the plow instead of me. Pale was the face of those who spoke peace. Land was taken, sap sucked from every tree. The indigenous find themselves homeless in what was their country. This world's mess. Somebody flush a toilet. Land formed by thieves, my country tis of thee, sweet land of who ran the Indians off their land. Took liberty with thy women and killed every man. Sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride. From every mountainside let freedom ring. Bullshit. For real, the poor Douglas, 2013. Thank you.
No. Yeah.
Yes, sir. La Perla Negra.
Okay. All right, Joe. I'm gonna give you credit on this, even though you didn't speak to me when you came in. But it's all good. But I like that. You got a great delivery on that piece, man. I didn't expect it to be so short. But it was made a point with that. It was all right. I liked that, man. That was a great job, though. Great job, poetic.
Absolutely, Joe. Man, you did that, man. I don't think I've heard this piece at all, man. And just hearing it tonight and you doing it tonight, it gives a whole different meaning. You know, because it's my first time hearing it, and it sounded like, you know, you were making it your own. So I appreciate you. But let's give it to the residential expert, for real, the poet.
Yo, you know what? What I loved about Joe performing that is you can hear the inflections and you know the anger in performing that piece. He's animated. He's very animated when he does his pieces, man. Hey, I see you took the short version, bro. If they wouldn't let me deduct some things tonight, I can't deduct anybody. But because I wanted to hear you do more. I wanted to hear you go in more, man. I thought you went in. I thought you represented quite well, man. And that's what I have to say about that, man. You did a fucking very good job, bro.
Yeah, I could not. That's the only thing I could find, man. That's the only thing I could find of yours, man. I looked all day long. That's all I could find that was, you know, attainable.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Where'd you find that at?
Oh, man, I just typed up your name, man, and it popped up in some news feed somewhere. I forget what it was, man.
Yeah. Yeah, this world's mess. What I was going to say. No, but you did well, man. I'm glad that you took the opportunity to go through those changes, man. I wish you would have hit me up, man. You know what? Matter of fact, man, what I'm going to have for you,
I'm gonna have you rewind that on another night. I'll send you the full version of it. And but you did great, man. You did your head. You did great. Appreciate it, man.
I appreciate you, man. You know, once again, man, congratulations to you. You know, you've been a major influence to a lot of brothers out there, man. So, you know, much respect to you, man. Appreciate you, brother.
Thank you.
Appreciate you, Joe Dancer, man. Stick around, bro. We don't know if we're going to get to pick up your pen tonight. We're certainly going to do our best, but stick around, my brother. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic, Joe.
He's poetic.
I'm good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know I was going to be in your inbox later, right? Did I do something to you?
Yeah, she got to be spoken to, Joe. She gets hangry when she's not spoken to.
No, I don't.
I didn't say angry. I said hangry.
I know you're
saying
hangry. I know what hangry means.
I don't like your attitude tonight.
I'm not going to give you no more attitude because this is your night tonight. Just tonight, I'm going to let it go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Don't get happy with it.
Yes, sir, bro.
Hey, poetic. Let me. The brother got me hyped. You know, let me just do this real quick for my brother. Let me pick it up from where he left off, where he said, bullshit. Bob your head to this. Take a strong pull on this knowledge. Inhale. Don't be afraid of this. See, there's this myth that somebody said that if you want to hide something from a black man to put it in a book, that's bullshit. See, we've been writing hieroglyphics since before most people could spell it. And designing, building, inventing, creating shit. Finding better ways to do shit. See, we ourselves need to remember this. And bob our heads to this sea, cause we led the way through safe passage on ships we built. Columbus ain't discovered shit. He was just a midget, so stop teaching us this shit. People, stop believing this shit. It wouldn't be a need for slavery if these motherfuckers wasn't lazy as shit. Got somebody else picking their cot to them fields they knew not how to attend to. All this they were new to, but some things they were good at. They knew just how to manipulate you, take what you owned right from up under you. Bell ain't invent nothing but the get over. See, that get paid, the get paid off of the accomplishments of what another black man made. And it's still going on today. They walk right in. We drank the poison. We eat every distraction. We are more concerned with the reality we see on TV than the reality that these are murdering motherfuckers that look like you and me. And that's that piece.
You just couldn't stay away, could you? You couldn't stay away.
He got me high.
All right.
The fucking Joe got me high.
Yes,
the fucking Joe.
Yes,
sorry.
Joe the verbal.
Got
Joe
me
the
high.
Verbal. You hear this boy going off, man?
Baby.
And trust me, it's a lot more left to that piece. But I just had to get between Janice with her whispering rage,
okay.
and Joe, I had to let it out. So thank you, Joe, for bringing that. And you know what? He picked a piece that nobody else is going to perform tonight, to my knowledge. So that was great, man. Thank you once again, Big
yes.
Brother Joe.
Yeah.
You know, more than deserving of that honor, man. You know, you're a great writer, man. I dig all your stuff, man. So absolutely, bro. Well, except
thank you, my brother.
I heard that, man. I'll deduct you next week. I will deduct you next week.
All right, bro.
Forthwith.
All right, y'all. Let's keep the shenanigans going for the evening. Next up, y'all. Next up, we have Epiphany Zone, one half host of the Love Zone. express.
Oh, damn.
We got Miss
Hey, Adrian.
Hello,
Adrian. Hey, darling.
Hi, baby.
Hey, darling.
Ooh. How you doing, darling?
Hey, baby. Oh, God. I'm doing swell.
Y'all killing me.
I love the way she say, darling. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
she be coming in a Honda. Mm-hmm. I feel like David right now. She be coming in a Honda.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. Hi, Adrian. How are you?
Happy. I'm fine.
Where's Poetic at? Poetic.
Yeah, I'm just waiting. I'm just waiting, trying to get a word in edgewise. You know,
I knew you was
going to
say that. I knew you was going to say that.
Just waiting. Just waiting. Just for my time. This is the app.
Yeah.
Which For Real the Poet Douglas piece did you bring for tonight?
This piece is called Beautiful He.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. He, I hold him deeply through these eyes piercing. He be silky, sleek, enchanting. He be that candle lit, the softest candle's light, cascading effervescence, that glow. His silhouette is almost spiritual. He's holding me captive. He's captivating. He's captured me. Exhaling slowly, subconsciously, reminding myself to breathe, 'cause he has me. He's touching me in places foreign to me, deep, sensuous, passionately seated opposite him. He moves me, beautiful he, stuck in this of who is he. He moves me. How enchanting. He has my full attention. In silence, we connect. Not a word spoken, yet he speaks to me. Beautiful he. He is mesmerizing, eyes piercing. It's starring me and him. Visions exchanged between him and me. This scene between he and I. He and I kissing mentally, possessing each other. He and I touching, holding, lifting each other up. Telekinetically, levitating, muscles tense. Erotic spasms, longing, wanting, me and him. Something volcanic slowly erupts. Breath held deep, exhaled slowly. We breathe, beautiful he, lucky me. Avoiding the physical, we make love, mentally until exhaustion. Mentally, not a sweat broken, but so much combustion when we finally touch. It's piercing, so much traction. Magical unmentionables and impossibles happen, defying of gravity. All these emotions and pent-up feelings and this trance broken. So we flip the floor and make love on the ceiling. We travel to a place devoid of walls, and boldly we now go where no man has gone before. How we connect hasn't been discovered yet. Flatters dipping, slipping, weaving in and out between the fabric of time and space. Not of this place. Indigo beings of a new race. Spiritual beings trapped on this plane, experiencing this human thing. Stripped of the memories of who we really be. But once we connected telekinetically, we remember these things. And so we make love in ways that are only dreamed. A kaleidoscope of perfume candles, soft neo love songs sing. The bluest moon sets the scene, these indigo things, he and I, spiritual beings.
never lost, just separated. Breath held deep, exhaled slowly. We breathe, he and I, me and he. We breathe deep, sensuous, passionately. Seated opposite him, beautiful he. We never touched, but we made love beautifully. Beautiful is he, beautiful he. For real.
La Perla Negra.
Girl had to give me a toothpick out. Girl, I was reaching for a cigarette. You did so smooth. You were so smooth with it. I was in here like, oh, yeah. Every time you see a beautiful heat, it just did something to me. It went in my system. And it, oh, we breathe. Girl, you did good. You did good. Yes, you did. I love it. Yes, girl.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yo, Ms. VIP, this is going to be one of the most sappiest pieces I've ever heard. And knowing where it comes from, I can see why. But you made that very beautiful. I love the way that you made that. Every time you said the phrase beautiful he, whew, man, just was doing something to my insides. Something to my insides. for the poet, what did you think?
Yo, let me tell you something. Yo, she has the perfect voice for that piece. When she drops the octave down low, you know how she addresses me as darling, you know, and that's all I kept hearing. And she always spoke about this piece, and that's why I gave that piece to her, and I think that she performed it beautifully. Your voice is captivating. It's like I was listening so intently, and like I say, I'm going to say it again, it's so weird being on this side of the microphone. You know, being able to listen to, you know, myself in a sense, because she did that thing. She did that. She made it. She followed the ingredients to it, yet she made it her own. You know, and I just loved hearing it. I loved hearing her perform it. You know what I'm saying? I loved hearing you perform this, Miss VIP. You did a great job.
Thank you.
Your voice just took it down a notch. I was like, ooh, my goodness. I wanted to take my pants off, but it's getting so hot over in here. Yes, Lord.
Well done.
Yes, you know, you did a great job. Thank you, love.
Thank you, darling.
I'm just thank you. Love.
You're so
thank
welcome.
You.
You're so welcome, darling. It's all right.
Thank you, dear. Thank you.
Ms. VIP, before he continues on with disrobing, let everybody know what you got going on in the Epiphany Radio universe.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. I can hardly tell. Wednesday, La Perla Negra and I will be in the love zone. And the topic is, what is the best thing about sex or making love you like?
Oh, Lord.
Can I answer that question now?
No.
Okay.
And then Friday. And then Friday.
No.
Then Friday, we will be, that's my co-host, Poetic, and Express Your Vibe. So don't suppress it. Express it.
Yes,
that's Friday night at 9 o'clock.
Why y'all making me suppress my vibe right now? I can't understand.
Because
you don't have to suppress it right
either
now.
One of those nights.
It's a quick answer, though.
No. Bananas, pineapple, whatever.
I'm going to put it in the chat room because I got to get it out my system.
Why are you so defiant?
I can't. Y'all got me too many emotions flowing through, listening to the poetry and the performances in. I know y'all see it in the yeah. That's the most thing that exciting about sex for me. I put it in the chat room.
All right.
Oh, my goodness.
Ms. VIP, thank you for indulging us. Savvy,
yes.
For real, with Douglas Peace.
Oh, it was my pleasure. It was a privilege.
No, if you just move around and enjoy the rest of the show, we'll see if we're able to get to pick up your pen. So stick around.
All right.
Take your socks
one
off.
Love,
baby.
One mic. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic, darling. My
all
darling.
Right, thank you.
My love.
Lord. Moving on. Moving right along. Whew, Lord. Next artist on the mic, we have the stone host of the War Council, Fly Speak. Honey Drippers.
Oh, damn.
Honey Drippers 2.0. Giving Happy New Year and all that other jazz. I know it's one, but let's just bring on Iron Man. Ladies and gentlemen, we got Mojave.
Hey, Javi.
Hey, what's going on, good people?
Baby.
What's happening?
What's going on?
Well, listen, we're here to celebrate for real the poet. I'm not even going to lie to you. I'm kind of sick right now, but I came, and I'm here, and I don't know why he gave me this poem. Because it's epic, but it's one of my favorite poems, and I'm just going to try to see what I can do with it. Promise you, I did not study it. I did not come to it. I literally saw it, read it once, and then got busy, all the stuff that was going on in the background, and then I just picked it up now to look at it. So excuse me if I'm not where I'm supposed to be, but I'll do my best.
Let us hear the mic, brother.
All right. Master. Said we was trash, but behind the barn where he raped our woman and also raped the men with his gay ass. That's right, fuck your faggot ass. Somebody told me a good damned lie. So then they brought us over here and made us slave and wrote these same motherfuckers that wrote the song about the free and the brave. Somebody told a good damn lie. You can take your lie, the lily white ones, and kiss my black ass. Somebody told a good damned lie. Looking down at my brown-skinned child with the most beautiful eyes, and you want me to believe that he can't fly, that he'll never soar. Somebody with a good goddamn watch as he goes forth, opening door after door after door. Son of God, creator of this world, prince of the lost tribe that wasn't really lost. It was their business. Them barbarians, so God kept our children hidden. Somebody told a good damn lie. Now the streets of a nation's filled no more, and Nubian royalty littered them with our blood stains. Somebody told a good damn lie, the same one they used on American Indians. The shackles removed from yesterday's slave Abraham Lincoln's lie got him sitting in a damn cage in a prison, private owned prison, stripped of the right to vote, marked as felons, labeled as non-citizens. Somebody told a good lie. Somebody told a good damned lie. Somebody told a good damn lie. about the 4th of July. They celebrate independence while we cry about enslavement and poverty. The Emancipation Proclamation on January 1st, 1863 was a lie. Systems, prisons, cubicles, non-citizens, walls, invisibles, they stand tall. I can see them. Trump ain't saying shit because in their heads they already built them constructs, barriers, roadblocks, restrictions, blacks forced back to the back. Black Rosa Parks weeks and tears somewhere in a wax museum, plows, oxen, plantations, cotton. What's so different in this state of the nation? Poison, tainted water, Tuskegee, GMOs, nothing has changed. They still killing black folks. Strange holes, bullets, women and children, German shepherds, sicked on picket, people who picket, unjust system, prison, cubicles, non-citizens, wall, constructs, barriers, roadblocks, restrictions, plows, oxen, plantations, cotton, poison, tainted water, Tuskegee, GMOs, nothing changed. They still killing black folk. Red Sea, blood river, bleeding creeks, black rains, racism that flows through corroded veins. American just killing just us is the prerogative. Somebody told a good damn lie. 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 And when they said that my beautiful child, black child, will never fly, but watch this hatchling spread his damn wings. I guess you never heard that a caged bird sing. It is hard to hear what cotton that we picked in your damn ears and your good goddamn lies. Somebody told you a good goddamn lie. Somebody told you a good goddamn lie. Somebody told you a good goddamn lie. Somebody told you a good damned lie. Now watch my beautiful black child fly over racism and division, over private owned prisons, over songs that bleed, over 400 years of slavery, over the free and the brave and the KKK, over walls built tall and high. Watch my child fly over brooks of tainted water, above shitty trails, above over fields that leave bacteria sterilizing our sons and daughters through the streets of Carolina, where they worship their Heil Hitler. Get out before they get you. Fly 11 over that Red Sea, that blood river, those bleeding creeks, those black rains, the racism that flows through carotid veins. American justice killing just us is the prerogative. Somebody told a good goddamn lie. Somebody told a good goddamn lie. Somebody told a good damn lie. Somebody told a good damned lie. When they said, my beautiful black child will never fly, but watch this hatching spread his damned wings. I guess you never heard that a caged bird can sing. It's hard to hear with the cotton we picked in your damn ears and your goddamn lies. Somebody told you a good damn lie. Somebody told you a good damned lie. Somebody told you a good damned lie. Now watch. Watch my beautiful black child fly. Watch my beautiful black child fly. For real.
Yo. Yo. Yo.
God. Yo. God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Yo. Mm. Oh.
Yo.
Yo. Yo. Yo. The pearl of neck.
Damn. Mm. You know what, Javi? You're one of my favorite poets. And that piece right there from Pharrell is my favorite piece. You got me. You almost got me in tears in here. That shit. You just did a stupendous job. You went all in on that shit. I mean, it's just, oh, God. Oh, my God. I'm speechless. You did an awesome job. I loved it. I loved it. Oh, God. Poetic. Damn. Oh, my God.
Yo, you did this piece like you wrote it. Like you wrote the piece. Like, every single line in that piece came from the veins of your ink. Bro, that's how serious you performed this piece. There was a moment when you were speaking this piece that your phone almost cut out because you bust the sound, bro. You
Thank
did
you.
An amazing job with this piece, for real.
All credit and energy is due to, for real, the poet. I could not recapture your complete essence of how you were doing it and how you, you know, the cadence, the electricity of which you speak and how you speak it and how you put all of yourself into your people, but how you literally ball yourself up and then you spring forth into the piece. I was just trying to capture that. I really was just with it, but, you know, like literally, like I'm, I was sitting here, like, I was like, please, Lord, let me get through the piece before something else bad happens. Please let me, oh, Lord, please, oh, please, Jesus, please. Oh, my God, my shoe. That's how I felt right now. But but literally, nah, my whole thing is somebody told us a goddamn lie. And I always think that the knowledge that we receive is inverted. We are always taught to be consumers and not creators. We are always told that being creative is weird and strange and unusual. We are always told that something is also wrong with us for also wanting to wonder about how the world works. And literally, children are assaulted through our American education system. And being that I've seen it firsthand and watched and have been in trouble for people teaching, you know, malnourishment through education, you know, to make sure that our minds stay sick and emaciated. This piece speaks strongly to say, fuck you, fuck everything about you, and watch my child fly. Watch my child fly. And literally, because I know exactly what that feels like, because my son is flying right now, my daughter is flying right now. And when you put all that energy into it, this is what the piece speaks to. It is an anthem that we need to hear. It's something that we need to feel with everything that we're talking about. So all the energy I have for it is what I believe in. And so I believe in the piece that For Real wrote, and it just really embodies exactly what I would love to say to my child, their child, and the children that come after, you know.
Yes. I say this, my brother, and I say this, you got me tired, bro, just listening to you right now, because it's not an easy piece to take on. You know what I'm saying? You told me that you felt that piece at one time or another, and you actually said that you wanted to do that piece, so I sent it to you. These pieces, these type pieces, and I will admit that they're not the easiest to do, and I do put myself all the way in them when I perform them, and that's why when I'm done performing, I need a minute to gather myself, both mentally and physically. And you, as you started off with that piece, I'm listening to you. Like you said, you didn't study the piece, you know, you just picked it up and glazed through it and things like that, but as you went further on and on, I felt like you took it on more and more as you went further through the piece and you began to make it your own. And the thing that I felt was it didn't have to sound or follow my diagram, but you as another black man, I'm hearing you as a father spit that piece, just like I said I heard Janice spit that piece, No More Rope, as a mother. I'm hearing you as a brother spit that piece, man, and it's putting me through emotions. It's getting me hyped. It's you know, I got all kind of emotions going through me right now listening to you spit that and hearing it come from you. You know what I'm saying? You're a smooth brother normally when you spit your pieces. This piece takes a little bit of oomph to do. And you put that oomph in there where you wanted to put it at, where you felt it at. And I can dig it, man. And I felt it as if I was hearing somebody, you know, not as if I had written it, but as if you were written it and you performed it well. You did it and you took me someplace. Y'all getting me hyped right now. Y'all really building me up right now. Y'all getting me really, really hyped, man. Thank you, Hobby, for spitting that for me, man. And man, I salute your pen and I salute your performance that you just gave right now, man.
Thank you. That's a super high compliment coming for you, and absolutely. I felt it, like, and literally, like, yeah, I literally, like, I pretty much wasn't doing well from like 5 o'clock on, and I was just like, okay, well, I gotta make it work. That's why I was asking. You, normally, I don't even be caring. I was like, when am I going? I was really fighting.
I can understand.
Anyway, but literally,
you did well. Rest assured, you did very well, my brother.
Absolutely, brother.
Now, I just wanted you to know, like for real, like I had to do it. But I mean, it's just, it's everything. Thank you for choosing me, and thank you for honoring me with the responsibility of bringing forth the peace. And we honor you. You know how we feel about you, boss man. This is the most consistent radio station. This allows us all to be free. It allows us, you know, to be as, there's a reason why, like, you know, when you give people creative freedom to be who they are, it allows them that. So this could serve as a thank you to you, and it'll be great. But we honor and respect you. Thank you. I appreciate you.
All right. Before we let you go, man, let everybody know what you got popping up tomorrow.
Tomorrow, Fly Speak. We have Red Riding Hood. We got Poet Ross Khan Fire out of Houston, and we got Rebel Queen. It is going to be an amazing set of poets, different poetry. All of them are quite fantastically amazing. And it's open mic, so, you know, come through.
Mm-hmm.
Spit a bar or two and hang out with us. We're going to do things. Mm-hmm. We're going to play some music. Okay. We got little soundtracks for each of them. So we're going to play the music for their little soundtrack, you know, for the soundtracks for the poems, and explain and talk about history and poetry and how it's related and how, you know, music affects poetry. It's going to be dope.
I'm going to be there, bro, because if y'all got me all hyped like this, I'm going to need some place to spit something. Y'all got me going.
Yeah,
hey,
my
love to
you,
brother. I'll be there, man. One love.
All right, brother, one love, one mic, ladies and gentlemen.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Javi on his feet.
I'm going to tell David that Danya over here crying. Where's David?
Man, look, you know that's my favorite piece, and he put his all in that joint. Look, got me all emotional.
I ain't gonna say, but I wrote it in the chat room. I ain't gonna say, but I, you know what I'm saying.
You know what?
I did get a little bit emotional because I can feel, I don't know what that brother, I can feel it in him. I felt that in him. Like I said, the further he went into that feat and into that piece, you know, he got so damn, you know, I could feel his emotions in there. And y'all fucking me up right now.
It's all right, bro. It's only going to get better, man. It's only going to get better, man. These people are on fire. It's only going to get better. You know, prime example. Let's bring in this next poet, man. Area code 832. Welcome to the Soul Cafe. Who do we have on the mic tonight?
Man, what's going on, family? How y'all doing tonight, my brother Poet?
Oh, man.
What
we
do?
Got Aziz. What? The mics. Oh.
What it do?
Wow.
Dripping the mic, bro.
For real. No problem, man. How are you doing?
What's
hey,
up, bro?
Aziz. Yo.
Man, listen. Damn it, listen. I got a bone. First of all. I did not know that it was another one of these shows. The last time this shit happened, it was for J-Rock, right?
Uh-huh.
Now, I accepted responsibility like a full-grown man for J-Rock, but I'm not taking this one. Y'all know how to get in touch with me. Matter of fact, I still got a little epiphany blood running through my veins. So it ain't like I'm just, some total stranger or whatever. So, you know, y'all got to take this one. And it's three of y'all, so y'all can split it up.
I didn't even know, bro. It was a surprise party to me. I didn't even know.
It was for real coming with that smooth ass one. So,
Right.
But you know what, though? I think that's a good thing, though, because, you know, for real, you know, here, you know, his pieces here, throw some Freddie Jackson in there, you know, put some Johnny Gill or something in there. And if, I probably would have been the one that got one of those pieces. And if I would have tried to, like, do that singing, not only would I have been kicked off of Pittman, I think I would have been kicked off radio, period. So, it was probably good.
Yeah. Sorry, we'll take that. We're gonna take that one, bro. We're sorry.
We're gonna split that up.
You know
what, man? This is what it is. Because I would have loved to have heard this brother get down in one of my pieces, to be honest with you. And I'm
I've been imitating, like when I've been home, I've been imitating your flow since I met you, really.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Bro,
What I think you should do right now, while we chopping it up with him right now, I think you should inbox him one of your pieces for him to do right now.
We'll keep him occupied. Go ahead, for real. Send him something.
I got one that I think for real would like. So.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. Cool. All right.
Because you know, like what I did was like, I never write heartbreak pieces, right? I don't know if it's that I'm not good at them or I just don't like writing them, right? So I just challenged myself, right? And so I wrote a heartbreak piece. I got cussed out by my wife because she thought it was about her. I'm like, babe, check out what I did with this piece. And I said, now listen, it's a heartbreak piece. I warned her, it's a heartbreak piece. And so I did the piece or whatever. And she just kind of looked me up and down like I was short. Like, that's about me. Walk out. She's like, that's about me. So what I did was I did a poetic version of A House Is Not a Home.
Okay, bro.
I have no idea.
Mic is yours, man.
All right. A house is not a home. Still in love. Or are we? Promises sent up above. Fragile as fine china. Father, forgive me. I'm trying my damnedest not to be sorry. Seasoned like Lowry's. So far be it for me to speak meaningless console games. So I tell a vision that is not compatible with Atari. But see, a TV is not a home. Right or wrong, I've never been weak-hearted, weak-minded, or felt alone. I watch in silence as this house began to crumble as if termites were chaperoned by the main shit in which I don't condone. My dome would not allow my groan to hone focus on another's instinct to not atone. I learn, then I move on. Appreciative of my blessings, thankful for another lesson in this school of life, but today I graduate so that I can escape this Shirley Murdoch type functure way. Stress the fuck out of she seen to the next motherfucker come off something as we lay. I accept what I can't control. My heart is in pieces, but my brain is whole. I know shit tends to take a toll, so if she chose that role, my thoughts would be, instead of thinking about fucking starting your day, release us both and you can stay where you lay. I'm at where I'm at, and you be where you be. I got bad eyesight, but love would never be the reason I can't sleep. People I meet either work for Kenmore or GE because I keep getting built a brand new frost-free to replace where my heart used to be. But that fridge is not a home. Offered my throne and my crown to some clown, but I stand 6'3", size 15 feet. Try to sit in the seat in which I lounge, and your toes won't even touch the ground. So when I climb the stairs and turn my key, my house is a home with just me, and even if it wasn't, an empty house is a blank canvas, and that beats a broken home any day of the week. On what I bleed, my speech is not a plea. No confusion to me when others believe companionship is our necessity instead of an accessory. But the key is to never concede that my wants are the same as my needs. But that companion is not a home. So when I climb my stairs and turn the key, The last thing I want to see is she standing there saying some shit about still wanting to fuck with me. All that other G you got in your phone. Since the day we ceased to be, my house has never felt more like a home. Matter of fact, I got to take Miss Sandra to find a bone. She'll be here soon. I'm going to need you gone. I only need one thing, and that's you out of my zone. So are you going to be, say you're going to be, are you going to be, say you're going to be? Because conceitedly, in my convictions, I have to stand strong. Though 13 years ago ain't really quite that long, but my last wrong earned me 3 hots in a cot while fighting motherfuckers every day for just 30 minutes on the phone. Upon release, I was thrown 5 years of paperwork because really, my freedom was on loan. So I regurgitated that thinking back to the turf where it was honed, along with the vow to never own another weapon that is known for secreting brimstone into my soul's bones. Her spirit matches that same tone as if the energy was cloned. I hope she has a friend to call like Tyrone, because I ain't Luther. I just brought this song. With me, she don't belong under the same roof. And my proof is this house is not a home. And that's that drip.
Thank you.
Oh. Yeah, man. Yeah, LaPearl and that. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Said, love will never be the reason I can't see. Damn. You went in. You know I'm a fan, but damn. Yeah, that was a heartbreak piece right there. You meant that shit, though. You were saying, okay, I felt that. That was, man. Okay. Yeah. All right. That was decent, man. Yo, it was heartfelt. That was decent. It was kind of harsh, though. Damn. Sucks to be her right now, whoever she was.
Damn.
Yo, that's what's poetic.
Yeah, man, listen. I know you don't do these kind of pieces, bro. But boy, you definitely did that with this one. You definitely did that with this one. And I was waiting. I'm not gonna lie, man. I was waiting for the vocals because you know I know. I was waiting. Okay. Because I was waiting because you. I know. I know.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. I have no problem doing it. I have no problem.
Right. But this was an amazing piece, bro. Like I said, man, you don't write like this, but when you do, man, this is the result. And amazing work as always, bro. For sure.
Thank you, bro. I appreciate that.
You're welcome, brother. For real, the poet. What you think, man? What you think?
Yeah, this brother right here, man. This guy right here, man. First of all, his flow is tremendous. Always like to hear his flow, man, because he always on some type of, you know, his flow is like a hip-hop flow, man. He's grooving. He's going straight through. He ain't taking no shit. It's like he's just driving down an open highway at 70 miles an hour. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's very creative how you took that song and matched your flow with that theme of that song from Luther, man. I thought that was very creative. And on top of that, your performance and, like I say, your flow, the way you sang that to us, you know, man,
wow.
You did it for me. You just had me on this poetic journey, this ride with you, man, and you took us all with you, man, and I loved it, man. I loved every bit of it, bro. Thank you for bringing that, Joe.
Much love, big bro. Much love. That you don't even know how much that means, man. Much love for that, my brother. Much love.
Hey, man. Anytime, man. Don't be no stranger, bro.
I won't. So next time this happens, man, like if I come back on here and y'all doing poetic, which I'm pretty sure y'all better not even
He's coming up, bro. He's coming up just to give you the head. The
I better get an inbox. Yeah. I better get an inbox.
Okay.
I swear to God, I better get an inbox.
All right. You heard that, Miss Pearly. Miss Pearly put this all together. So, you know.
Oh, really? Oh. Her subliminal talk. So she ain't got no
excuse. Uh-oh. Oh, see.
Oh, man.
That is Wow.
There it is, man. There it is.
Oh, this show is magnificent, man. This show is just amazing, man. Hearing these people come in, and I'm just listening to, I mean, I'm not going to take up too much more time, but I'm just listening to how many dope artists we have in the community and how they are embodying your spirit. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, I mean, everybody's going to be like, Poetic kicked it off. I was like, wait a minute, is that for real or Poetic? Like, and
oh, damn, you've been here that long, bro?
Right.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, man, he's been here the whole show, man, the whole show.
Oh, yeah, but I mean, like, for real, though, you got to know, brother, you have a kind of a contagious flow or whatever. Like, I'm pretty sure I'm not the only one that, like, practice your shit or whatever. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't think it's – I think you have a fun flow. I just think it's fun. And I like doing it. I'll be walking around my house. I'll be like, we be. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting high.
Yeah, man.
So,
y'all gonna stop messing with me, bro.
So fun, and it just so it makes you like even before I really knew you, I would hear you, and I'd be like, this brother's flow is just so like it's just fun. Like you have fun with it, and like you don't stick to the regular poetry script that I'm used to. You know what I'm saying? And it just makes it more exciting. So like it's just amazing just sitting back just hearing these. Poets come through and just like body your work, brother.
Thank you, man. I'm like, you should see my face right now. It's hurting, bro. My face is hurting, bro.
that's what's up right there.
Yeah.
That's what's
Thank
up.
You, bro. Thank you, man.
Give our
love to the missus. You make sure you
I
do
will.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
of course. Before we let you
gets
go,
up early. Yeah, she gets up early now, so, like, I've been dealing with this other person. I don't even know this lady. Like, she got to get up early on the weekend.
You scared me for a minute. You scared me for a minute there, bro.
I'm not even going in that room until, like, I hear, like, her little snores or something. I'm not even going in that room. I'm in my man cave. I'm in a whole different room.
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that at all, bro. Ain't nothing wrong with that at all, man. But I was going to say, man, before we let you go, man, let everybody know what's going on over at Drip the Mic.
Listen, man. Yes, I'm really excited about this. We have Mojave Wednesday on Formanology.
Wow.
And, man, it's going to be on Formanology. And matter of fact, that was the last thing she said to me before she went to bed. She was like, you make sure you let them know that we got Mojave Wednesday. I'm like, yes, ma'am.
All right.
Yeah. That's going to be exciting, man. That's going to be exciting.
Man, that's going to be crazy. That's going to be crazy. So I'm really looking forward to it. So, I mean, y'all going to come on through and, you know what I mean, let's do Mojave, man. Let's do Mojave.
All right.
For sure. Absolutely.
All right. Looking forward to it.
All right, man. I love all y'all, man. Man, dope.
Love you, bro. One love, one mic. Baby.
CEO of Drip the Mic, our brother Aziz, the pulmonologist, coming through, man, with that right there. Man. I knew I was not the only one walking around doing your cadence and disco. I knew I wasn't the only one.
Y'all gonna
stop
that, man.
I knew it.
I'm gonna give him a 2-point deduction next week.
He confirmed it, man. He confirmed it because I knew I was not the only one. He confirmed it, man.
Yeah.
But let's keep this party going, man. Next up, y'all. I hope y'all got your umbrellas because it's about to rain.
Yeah. My God.
Oh, is it? Is it now?
Hey, Rain. Oh,
hey, Poetic. Hey,
Diva.
Hey, Diva. Good evening.
What it do? Oh, shit, I'm excited.
What is happening?
Hello.
Greetings. What is happening?
How are you?
How are you? Not messing with you for real.
Me, Smeagol. Hello.
A message.
Oh, man.
You're not going to have my face hurting. Your face will
I just want to say.
That face.
I just want to ask you if I can introduce you to my telepathy.
No. No.
That was a good answer. That was a good answer because I didn't want to say the next line.
Man. You mean I cannot show you how I make my bing bing boing?
No.
With the power of telepathy?
No.
Okay. I'm just testing you to see if you were still woke.
Not even on your night. Not even on your night. There's got to be boundaries.
Hey, hey, hey. Ooh.
But you know I got mad love for you, for real. Just no bing bong bong. No.
What is love without the bing bing boing?
That's more of a show and tell type thing, so.
Yeah. Well, it's okay, Miss Rain. I'm glad that you made it to this event, though, with everything, you know, keeping things real like that, you know. I'm ready for your quiet storm, Miss Rain. I want you to pour.
Are you?
I want to hear thunder claps. I want to see lightning illuminate the sky.
Wow.
Okay.
I don't know that you gave me. Wow. Okay, yeah. I'm gonna do what I can with this piece to make all that happen, for sure. I noticed how poetic got real quiet. You know what's that?
I like the exchange that's going on right now. Because he's not going to get is the torrential downpour. That I'm going to get that.
Uh-oh.
So he can have all the lightning. All the lightning. I'm waiting on the torrential downpour, so he can have all of that.
Go ahead, little brother. I'm proud of you, bro.
Flood my basement. You can get all that. All that she floods my basement. At the end of the day.
Well, Rain, honey. What for real the poet Douglas piece did you bring for tonight?
Titled, Can You Swim? Speaking of water.
Oh, the mic. For real. Let her get her words in. You can take the rest of your clothes off after she's finished.
Can y'all give her the mic, please?
The mic is yours, right?
Thank you. Can you swim through my ocean? Ride the tide through the abyss of my deepest thoughts. My memories wade through the mind's energy turbulent waters, the many sources of me. Can you swim in my ocean? Can you wade through the things that run loosely upstream up out of me, shooting when I'm coming, hot lava rushing, causing steam waters falling? Can you follow me? Can you manage through the rough currents of my passings while your body on surfing receives me? Underwater, water, wet bodies clashing, my exit, your entrance. Can you hold your breath while I'm while this grown-up thing is happening in my waters? Do you have moist dreams of my submarine? Can you swim within, do it again, dry off, get wet one more again on the bed in my quarters? Can you go knee deep? Oh, go knee deep. Can you do the freak with me, then take this dip in the France of my cool water? Can a mermaid doggy style get ridden horseback, have legs that can spread way behind your head? Can a tuna fish hold on to this, ride this sausage, all hands on deck like an octopus? Can you? These waters run deep. Oh, I'm Pacific when it comes to this oceanic shit. Red seas seize me. See, you need to know before you get yourself in trouble. Baywatch, don't go drowning in these. Don't want to see the bubbles or you drifting, floating. So I ask you again. Can you swim in my ocean? Can you swim?
Or are you addicted to drowning? Maria the Poet does
this. Yo. Ooh, my God. LaPearl Lanegra, can you please start the commentary?
Mm-hmm. I am. My girl rang. You did that. I'm feeling some kind of way. And you know what? It's your voice, your delivery. You know what you're doing. And you know how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And you did that. Most definitely.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Girl, you have me feeling some kind of way right here. I ain't into females, but your voice got me feeling some kind of way. It's all good. It's all good.
Man, listen. First of all, I can swim, and I don't mind drowning because there's this thing called resuscitation. So you better daggone sight, better do it. This piece was amazing. The delivery, of course, your voice range, just the way that you do the pieces. You know, for a moment, I kind of forgot that it was a for real piece. I'm gonna be honest, because you was just going in like it was all yours, and I was like, dang. I was like, for real, I don't remember hearing this piece, but dope,
mm-hmm.
dope. For real, the poet.
I appreciate that.
Yo, I loved it. I loved it. Of course, her voice added an extra layer to the piece. You know, she said that her hot lava was rushing, causing steam. She said that waters was falling. She said, can you follow me? She said, can you manage through the rough currents of my passing? She asked the question, while your body, I'm surfing.
Yeah.
Waters with bodies, flashing.
Ooh.
And she asked a lot of questions in there and left no room for the answer. And the answer is, yes, I am addicted to drowning.
Mm.
And so, yes,
no.
I am.
No. Oh, my.
Yeah.
My.
Yeah.
I think I'm blushing.
Yeah.
Girl.
Let me tell you something. I am a repeat offender when it comes to drowning. Ask my children.
I can't. That's hilarious.
I'm just saying there's a serious story behind that.
You're welcome. Let me tell you something on a serious note though. You guys didn't have a lot of time to spend with these pieces. I would say that my pieces, I don't think they're the easiest ones to do because I guess only I know the rhythm of them. And though I give you much respect for, you know, attempting to do them and doing them, I think you did a great job of doing that. And you came through in that piece. You came through in that piece. I heard you. And it was fascinating. It was so fascinating and very tantalizing. Is that a word, tantalizing, tantalizing, something like that?
It is now.
Yes.
It actually starts with tit. It's titillating.
Titillating? No, not titillating. but, no, you added some special sauce to that piece, and you picked it up. I think you, like Mojave, the more further you went down into it, the more you began to make it more of your own, and you start to fill in it more as you performed it. And it was felt. I loved hearing you do that piece.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm so glad. Thank you for allowing me to participate in this. I definitely appreciate it, and it was an honor. Thank you.
Thank you, darling. Thunderclap for me.
You know what?
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, Joey. Just one time.
Are you putting my government name on the radio?
Oh, I'm sorry, baby. I lost track of where I was at. I'm sorry, darling. Oh, yes. I want to be struck Mm-hmm, by that heavenly electricity. Yes, I want to see lightning. Will you slap me with it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, and Rain. Rain, is there anything you have going on in the Epiphany Radio universe that you'd like to share at this time?
Not anytime soon, but starting August 23rd, Raw with Rain will be launched every other Monday. Mm-hmm. Opposite of the show.
Yeah. All right, y'all. Y'all heard that. Raw
with
Rain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We look forward to it.
Oh, and I will be joined by Epiphany's own CEO.
Yeah.
I'm Ariana Poet as my co-host.
Baby, baby.
Mm-hmm.
All right now.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Yes, me. Oh, looking right. Forward to this.
So there'll be a lot of this happening. For the,
yes, it will.
Participate.
Mm-hmm. You will feel the telepathy of Smeagol. Mm-hmm.
Not allowed on my show. There's no Smeagol on my show.
Mm-hmm. Us looking forward.
I gotta have boundaries. Me. Gotta have boundaries. No Smeagol.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Stick around. Stick around. Stick around. Enjoy the rest
of the
show.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
All right, Mr.
Thunderclap.
Baby, baby. Thunderclap.
Mm-hmm. Baby,
baby. Thunderclap. I'm hearing echoes all the time over in here.
I don't hear any.
Man.
Yeah.
All right.
Say it again,
fam.
Baby, baby.
Baby, baby.
See,
all right,
goes
you know
again.
What? This is very creepy. I can't tell you to that
part. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Really? Seriously, y'all?
All right. Mm-hmm. We're going to keep this party going. We have next on the mic Epiphany's own host of The Get Down, the hottest show in poetry on Thursday nights.
Damn.
J-Rob the Wise.
J-Rob the Wise Shun.
What's good with you?
What?
J-Rob, the wise cunt.
Don't be acting like you got love for me.
Yeah.
What's up, family?
What's going on, my brown skinned brother? Baby, baby.
Good afternoon, my octoroon. How you living, boy?
Yeah. Everything is all good, man. Everything is all good, man. Seriously, it's a good night, man. My face is hurting. Some fun and laughs, some sensuality, some anger up in here. Poetry, man. It's a beautiful night, man. Beautiful.
Yeah, there's a lot of dope stuff, man. You've written some exceptionally inspirational pieces, and it's really dope listening to people put your words to their voice and make the distinction in how beautiful poetry can be when it comes from the pen to somebody else's drip. It's pretty dope.
Hello,
Pearl. Hey, Jay-Rob. How you doing?
Good. Hey, listen, it's just another good day to be who I am today. I get a chance to share the microphone stage with three dynamic people in the field of poetry. Van Meadows, what it do, sir?
What it do, bro? What it do, man? How you feeling, man?
Yo, bro.
Hey, man, I'm just sitting here smoking a good stick, listening to some poetry, got a glass of wine, and I ain't complaining about much.
Yeah, that's J-Rock, bro.
Nice.
Man, you be practicing the things you say, man. You say them so eloquently, man. So many. I'm just going to ask that you not use so many syllables at one time, bro. I'm serious. You trying to keep up? Trying to keep up, bro. I'm really trying to stick with the group.
Oh, man.
I didn't say nothing. Y'all going to stop teasing me about my vocabulary, man. I just read a couple books in the word stick.
I'm trying to keep up. And you're using eloquently, sa-da-da-da-da, and the rest of the stuff you said. You know what I mean? It's a beautiful thing that you say, but good God Almighty, bro. I mean, you know.
All I said was hello.
Yeah. Hello. Every time I hear your voice, I count syllables. It's so, hello.
This dude here, y'all hear this? I tell you, a man's parents can't even work hard for a decent education without somebody else in the black community.
I'm just saying.
It's all good, bro.
Oh,
yeah. Ben, back to you.
Absolutely. So, J-Rob, my brother.
Sir.
What, for real, the poet Douglas piece do you have for us tonight, bro? Mic is yours.
I didn't get a chance to ask. I was assigned. And I was assigned something called Black Enough. So.
Oh, my God. Hold on.
Yes,
you gave him Black Enough? You gave him Black Enough?
Oh, shit. I'm about to cry again.
Y'all
Uh-oh.
Better hold on.
Yeah.
Y'all better hold on. The mic is yours, bro. The mic is yours.
Mm-hmm.
See if I could do this some justice. Am I black enough to walk these streets in all my blackness without being contested in my blackness or being accosted by blackness on black on black blackness, harassed by my own blackness? Is it that or is it accused of being by the black and blue? Do my blackness, am I black enough? It seems that my blackness and I'm black enough to get arrested, black enough for them handcuffs. See, I'm black enough to be stopped on the spot. And I ain't questioning the fact that I'm black enough to be shot with my hands up. I'm black enough while they murder us. It's murder us, and it's the cameras that has had enough, and I've had enough, and I'm black enough to be tired and judged and without a trial, black enough to where the judge can't afford and can't offer to be looked any other way. I'm black enough where the crimes against me is just say my black mother's tears unheard, my pain unfounded, and I just write for American justice. So I'm black and I'm so judged like this, black treated like shit. I'm black so I feel the criteria like a slip knot. So I'm here and I'm left with this judgment. I'm black enoughness. Guess I'm just blessed to see the courtroom and a judge, because I could have been marked by some chalk yellow outlining on the street blood, leaking out black enoughness. I could have breathed, I could have squeezed out my last chest, marked for death for selling some loose cigarettes. And I could have been maimed or scarred or shot by wearing a hoodie or pulling out a candy bar. I can't breathe because I'm in my blackness. I can't breathe in my blackness. I got CDs, I got DVDs. I'm black like this. I'm born like this. I'm the darkest black blue in my blackness. I'm purple. I did it on purpose. And this is J-Rob spitting for real, the poet. Black listening. And I'm writing a spiritual rainbow over lands crooked and hollow. I'm in my blackness over egotistical mentals, governmental possessed by the shallows. And I'm riding a spiritual rainbow over a divided division, catapulting a high-tainted religion, can't the corrupt politicians. I'm in my blackness. I'm in my blackness. And I'm a hoarder of the blackest black ass that you can kiss. The business you treat dogs for foreign citizens with love. But my blackness, fuck this government and every police department. I'm praying that spread black love and bandits for those who take part in this, for those that, like me, share the same blackness, that cut these words, incisions, and bleed blood out of the streets of misgivings, unjust for busy bees who pollinate and spread hate and man-made disease, preaching gold green, but they've cut down every tree and they've ruined the roots of plenty. I'm on a spiritual rainbow in search of my ancestry, my lineage, my blackness. While they are more concerned about dog's pedigree, but my blackness shall never be the righteous, no matter the likeness, no matter the likeness. You could be a red bone, but you could be a red bone, but you'll never see justice. Did I mention that I'm for real, melanated human, made of steel, and I wear a cape laced with faith, and I'm able to walk over water like I take my fucking socks off in my blackness, stained in this world's waste. I'm for real, I'm black, I'm black blue, I'm in my blackness. See, this shit don't crack in this world. You can kiss the back of my black ass through the stains with my melanin blackness, sink or swim or blood in the streets. If you look like me, we'll look like this, unless you have Harry Potter, and then you better possess a magic wand, a four-leaf clover, a unicorn's horn, a rabbit's foot, and you could pull one out of the hat. I ain't Shazam, and I ain't no S on my chest, but I'll be damned. I'm blessed with integrity. I'm at the birth, and I could give a master's degree in being black in my blackness, blacklisted, black ball, black male, black jack, blacked out, black eyed peas, black journals, jelly beans. I'm in my Black Fridays. Oh, did I mention it? I'm for real. And I'm riding on the spiritual rainbow. In my blackness, I high above the clouds. I'm in like a cape laced in faith, and I'm black and I'm proud, and I can walk over water, take my socks off in my blackness. Am I black enough? Am I black enough? Am I black enough? I'm in the black, and I'm so black that you can see my rainbow. I'm in the dark, and in my darkness, I'm so damn black. But then I'm black enough, and will I ever be black enough? And will I ever be black enough? God created me black sure enough, and it seems that I won't be black enough until my black ass is in a casket, lights out, covered in the blackness, exterminated like roaches, left dead with the killer badges. Blackness, black like black ashes. And I could be black enough, and I'm black enough, and I will never be black enough, but I can never be black enough until I'm dropped in a basket. I'm black enough to see from sea to sign and see. I'm prejudiced. I'm black enough, I'm black enough, I'm black enough. But when will we ever be black enough for justice? Check that shit out. J. Rob the Wise Son. Real poet. Peace.
Yo. What?
Yo. The Pearl of Negra. Oh, my God. Yes.
Let me tell you something. And I got to call you Mr. Rob, Mr. Robinson. You know what? Stay Rob. There is no, it's only one other person that could have done this. Aside from you, and that's for real. I can't think of anybody else that could have did this shit like that. You made me sit straight up. I almost jumped up off my damn bed. I'm talking a superb delivery and a immaculate flow. You made this shit your own. Damn, I almost forgot that this was for real piece. The way you brought this to us, and you brought this shit. Damn. Oh, my God. I'm bowing to you. That you did that shit. Yo, I wish my God. But when it comes in, I'm
yeah. Yo. Yo,
oh,
yo,
God.
Yo. J Rob Wise Son,
yo.
My brother, man. You out the gate you started bodying this piece. Out the gate. And I can tell the more and more that you recited, the more and more that you got into it, bruh, something just swelled up in you and just took over. And was just like, the beast in J-Rob is out now. You're going to feel all of this, bruh. Phenomenal, bro. Phenomenal. For real, the poet.
Yo, man, you know you going to stop messing with me, J-Rob, the Wise Son, bro. Let me tell you something, man. Like Van said, man, out the gate, you done snapped out, bro. I told myself,
yeah.
I said, he gonna faint because he came out too hard. Yo, man, I thought you was going to faint, bro. I thought you was going to faint because I know how doing my own pieces is. You used up a lot of oxygen in the beginning, bro. And you was kicking it, though. You was serious about what you was saying. You was putting that shit out there, man. Hey, man, you was like, you was trying to hurt somebody, bro. And I think you told me you was going to body this piece, and I think that's what you was doing. Yo, man, I loved it. I love the energy. All y'all getting me hype over here. You getting me really, really hype. It was so, it's such a pleasure hearing you do this. You know what I'm saying? I got so much out of it, man, and you killed it. You killed it, bro. And one thing I want to add, you had me perform this piece when you came to my crib.
Yeah.
You right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm sitting back here, and I'm seeing myself in you with the mirror, with you holding the mirror. Now you see what I went through. And I'm like, okay, now you understand. So, brother, I'm glad that you performed this piece because you know what I'm saying? You told me you dug this piece, man, and it was a great pleasure to actually hear you doing this, man. It, brother, get some oxygen, and, man, God bless you, man. I love you for it, bro.
Man,
I love you more, bro. Real spit.
Yes, sir, bro.
This yes, piece was
sir,
a lot of
bro.
Fun. I read it once or twice, and what I wanted to do was humbly honor what you did when I saw you. And I was like, okay, he gave this some aggression. I knew the breathing parts, and I knew which parts I wanted to slow it down so that people could get where I'm going, and then take you right back up with the aggression, even out the aggression drop it a little bit more, then bring it right back up to the aggression part, and you know, give it some emphasis in certain pieces, in certain places. Even where there's a one or two lines in there where I said this is J-Rob spitting for real the poet. I just wanted to, you know, play with the piece. But once I got my airflow and I understood how I wanted the afflictions to play, the air was easy. So, again, thank you for allowing me an opportunity to honor your piece. And I'm humbled that you think that I gave this some justice. And I'm really thankful for everybody who enjoyed this piece in whatever way it may have touched them. And definitely shout out to Aziz. He hit me up and was like, yo, you just gave me chills. But thank y'all. I don't get to say these kind of pieces too often, man, because people see me in a certain light, so they want to hear some other stuff. So when the chance to spit like this comes, I'm not going to say no. So this is pretty much like something in my wheelhouse, and I'm really, really digging this. So thank you.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you, man. I'm going to let you know that I wrote in the chat room, I said, this man is going to faint. Yo. I salute your pen, my brother, and I salute you as a performer. Much love to you.
I stood up. I wasn't sitting down. I stood up. I got this on the, I got this on my desk. So I just stood up and I just read it off. And just do it like you do on stage. And just push it. So I'm glad people felt it. So thank you. Wholeheartedly.
Hey,
thank you all.
Thank you, brother.
Hey,
man,
before we let you
loose, man, let everybody know what you got jumping off in the Epiphany Radio universe, man. Let everybody know.
Let everybody know this. Y'all don't want to miss Thursday night. Y'all do not want to miss Thursday night. This Thursday, this is the first Thursday of the month of August. These are the dog days of summer. And it would not be a good Thursday night if I wasn't sitting in the co-pilot seat next to Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. The Get Down is going to be doing something, y'all. Wait until tomorrow morning when y'all see exactly what Van and I have conjured up. Give y'all enough days to stretch your pen and play with some ink and get naughty with it and get real sick with it. Let's see what you can do with it. And I'm just telling you, don't miss next Thursday. 26 of y'all came through last week. Let's see if we could top that. And the event page is going to be nothing but lit. If y'all enjoyed the red light special, wait till you hear what comes behind it. So Thursday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, to Get Down with two dynamic cats that's more like family than friends on the poetry scene and in real life. J-Rob, Poetic, Van Meadows, John Robinson. Family, can't wait to see y'all.
Can't wait to see y'all. Absolutely. Thank you, good brother.
Stick around, man.
Don't disappear on us, man. We got a lot more poetry, man, to come through, man. One love, one mic,
I'm
my
here,
brother.
One love and one mic,
love,
everybody.
One love, one mic,
Jay.
Ladies and gentlemen, brother J. Rob, the wise son. Catch him this Thursday on the Get Down. With yours truly, Poetic. Can't wait, man. Can't wait. Next up on the mic, man, we got one of your brethren.
All right, who that?
Mr. Automatic Charismatic. That's good. Mr. Automatic. You are alive.
He says they will ask the Virginia Department of Education to intervene, file a lawsuit against the school board, and try to recall members.
Yeah, well, he's watching is more important than doing this poetry. So we're going to keep it moving.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next up, got Jess J, y'all. What's good with you, bro?
Damn.
Jess J is in the building.
Damn.
What's good with you, Jess J? Are you muted? Jess J.
And I said I'm so nervous I gotta go pee. Damn. Like the fourth time I said it, kind of lost his bite on the third go round. I'm done pitching.
Oh, man. What's up, bro?
Man, I'm sitting here listening to all this insanity ensue, man. That's what's up. For real? You finally on the seat now, bro. Yeah. For real, you finally on the seat. I was listening to you the way you was asking, folks. Yeah, you was like, so how does it feel? So I got to ask you that question right now, bro, halfway through this soliloquy here. How does it feel?
It feels good, man. It took some getting used to, you know, like I said earlier, it felt like awkward, weirdness, you know. You know, it just, you know, it's like, yeah, I feel just like that.
Right. It's I still heard you can get it's your boing boing on, so you're feeling good.
Yeah, I didn't get the shaboing, but, you know.
Hey, like, dude, keep that shaboing on, yeah. But, yeah, man.
Yeah.
I've been hearing people doing your pieces, man. I've been sitting here really impressed, man. Joe started out good. I don't even want to go through the names, but the first and the last I heard. And J-Rob, you know, that was crazy. He went unconscious with it.
Yeah, he did.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Yes, he did, man.
Man. This piece I asked you for real. My bad, Poetic. Go ahead, brother.
No, brother, you good, man. You good. I was just going to, for a moment, I thought I was going to have to, you know.
Yeah.
Get at you like Amelia, but. Umbrella. But no, bro, go ahead, man. What for real the piece did you bring for us tonight, my brother?
I heard this piece when I co-hosted the show with Murph. It was called Fell In. It was so good that I went ahead and recorded it. I listened to it a couple of times, and I said, I can't listen to it again, because when I was just reading the lyrics to it, I said, he's staying so hard on the corners that I learned to go ahead and give up some time on them corners. Sometimes cadence is said a certain way that you have to go ahead and say it the way that person went ahead and said it, or it's not going to make any sense.
Gotcha, bro. Well, all right, well, listen, man. This can't wait to hear it, man. The mic is yours.
All right. Appreciate y'all. The name of this piece right here is called Fell In. I fell in. In it again. Thought it was the end. But sometimes it sneaks up on you when you're not looking. But I'm never looking. And I think that's my problem. I allow my heart to do the walking blindly, not seeing the road up ahead, another pothole waiting for me to fall in. Mama said, take your time. She always felt things. She knew that I was in my feelings, that there was another her, another she. Saw me heading to a head-on collision of emotional tailspin. She told me to take my time. She also knew that I wouldn't listen, because I'm headstrong when I'm finished, up until the very last minute. My sister told me, for real, be patient. Good things come to those who wait. And I know that you've been waiting and longing and searching. But learn to guard your heart. Keep it safe behind locked doors and not give the key to it to the very next person who knocks. She told me to guard my heart. She told me to be patient. But she knew that I wouldn't listen, because I'm headstrong when I'm up in it. My brother told me, trust me, it'll take your heart. Trust, it'll break your heart. Take your heart, break your heart, bro. I told my brothers to mind their business. Poetry told me that I was being stupid, told me to stay away from metaphors and words that rhyme with Cupid, but these similes I could not see would intrude upon me, writing their similarities on sheets once open. Lines once invisible now bleed on ink, words I was holding in, shit, all my feelings, sharing them so that it was all good. Because she was the one, soul emotions, I shared them poetically. Shit, bitch, I wrote cool just for you. And when I spit that shit, I wrote and I pronounced every fucking syllable meticulously vocals vibrant. You heard it in my cadence. You heard it in my cadence.
Mama told me, take my time. But I didn't listen. My sister told me to be patient. But I didn't listen to Kim. Or she told me that I was being stupid. And I would end up a fool again, that my feelings were out of control, that I was blinded because I had fallen in, and that I was falling for the braille that wasn't seeing or reading the subliminals, all the fraudulent undertones I wasn't feeling because I was all up in my feelings. For good are hands if you can't feel with a man. I swear before God that I would miss this heart if it was taken and used for body parts, ripped to shreds, cut and gutted out more than any man could stand. Lord, I am bleeding out. What good is this thing, this heart? I can't deal with it. Mama said, take your time. My sister said, be patient. But what good are ears that don't listen? What the good are eyes that don't see that thing right away with your feelings? It was so good to be loved by you. See, I still don't listen, still not listening. Some people say and play with love. I fall in until I'm in it again. Thought that was the end, but sometimes it sneaks up on you when you're not looking. Praying to love and the God of it, praising it, Cupid, wrong God, because the God will take your heart and break it. But it was so good to be loved by you. I fell in it again. And all I could hear is Mama say, take your time. My sister say, be patient. My brother saying, bro, listen. But it was too late. I had already fallen in love again, for real.
Yo, yo.
Okay. Okay.
My fucking God. Yo.
The pearl in the
dress. Yo.
Okay. All right. Mm. You know what, Jay? Definitely, you did that. I heard a lot of for real flow up in there. I don't know, it's hard to get away from his cadence,
yeah,
and his flow, because he has a particular way of doing it, and it's hard to get away from, especially when you are used to hearing him spit his poetry. But you did that. You owned that. And I like that. That's good.
Appreciate it.
Right. Okay. All right. That's what's up, poetic.
Hey, man, listen, man, you said you replayed this thing a few times over and over and over again, man, and it shows, man, you was actually well-prepared for this piece, man. I heard For Real's cadence in there a little bit, too, but you definitely tried to make this your own piece, you know, and it sounded real good, because it was a mashup between Just Jay and For Real. Like, it was almost like this little collab. That's how effortlessly you made it feel. So, man, that was dope, Jay. Ooh, that was dope, for real.
It took me a second to get over into it, but once I had got over into it, I felt a little bit more comfortable. Then there was a couple of spots there, but, man, you're right. You're a hell of a writer, bro.
Yo, let me tell you something, man. It's like I felt like, I don't know why, I'm tired. And I don't mean sleepy tired. I mean I'm tired. It's almost as if I have been performing tonight, listening to everybody exude so much energy, man. I want to say this about you, bro. You are a studier of the art. You study. I know this. You're very inquisitive about it. You're always seeking to become better at your craft. And I want to say, man, the way you did this piece, man, I'm listening to it like, wow, did I write that part right there? And I like the way you said certain things. And we talked about this during our regular programming, where I say when you put pauses or you stop or you put emphasis so that somebody can hear that certain thing that should be put situated. Like when you said, when I'm up in it, you know, that is something in the way I would say it, you know. So all I was like, wow. And you put emotions in there. You put emotions in certain places. You went up high. You came down low. It's like you took us through some stuff. And I was feeling it myself. And I'm like, yo, this motherfucker going in right now. You're very dramatic with it as well. And I dug it, man. I dug the whole performance. And like my brother said, man, you put a lot of you in there too, which made it like, bam. You know what I'm saying? I dug that, man. I'm proud of you, bro. I'm telling, because I know that you've been listening to what we do over here. You know, when we go through our creative writing, and you listen. And man, you performed this piece, man. You made me so like, wow, man. You guys are killing me right up in here. Now I see how y'all felt when y'all did this thing, man. I'm like, really, I don't even have the proper word for it emotionally. But to hear your work done so in such a way, man, it's like, I want to cuss right now. It's a fucking good feeling.
Like a burp.
It's a fucking good feeling. I'm sorry I have to cuss. It's a fucking good feeling. Thank you, bro. You killed that shit, bro. You killed it.
Yes, sir. You know what? Indeed. This piece, when I heard you do this, I had never heard nobody do a piece like this. And I was like, wait a minute. He got his mama, his sister, his brothers, his... I'm like, oh, my goodness, dude. I said, this dude is on some crazy jazz.
Yeah.
And then the way you would break it down after the energy buildup, you know, I was waiting on them breaks, man. I was waiting on them breaks.
It gives you a chance to breathe.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it gives you a chance to breathe. So, man, you did it, man. You did that thing, man. You just, yo, wow. Crazy. Yeah. That was dope, brother. Right, dope.
That was definitely dope. But, man, listen, we're going to let you stick around, enjoy the remainder of the show. We got another poet to get to, my brother. Thank you for coming through and doing your for real, the poet Douglas Peace, man. Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, I can't wait to be poetic, man. That's going to be crazy.
Oh, man. Y'all can have my face hurting next.
Yeah.
All right, y'all take care now. Much love.
All right, brother.
One love, Jay.
One love, one mic, ladies
bro.
And gentlemen. Jay. Whew, man. Man. Crazy, bro.
That was very entertaining. Very entertaining,
man. For sure, man. For sure. Next up on the mic, y'all, we got... Gina Storm. Hey, Gina.
Oh, damn.
Hey, Gina.
Oh, damn.
Hold on. Happy Monday, y'all. I just want to say this, and I'll be done. I'm going to pass for 200, Alex. I don't believe that I should even try this. I don't think I have. I got asthma, so the piece that I have,
I will
give
you a deduction. I will deduct you immediately. I will deduct you.
Come
I will deduct
man.
You.
Wow.
For the next two shows,
really?
I will deduct you.
Oh, man.
I just went through my piece again, and all I could say was, yeah, they got healthy lungs. I don't think I'm going to be able to do it.
Hold on. You are a freestylist. No. No.
He's not having it.
Mm-mm.
Well, hold on. Let me get my inhaler. Hold on.
Deductor,
take a couple puffs.
Yeah.
Deductor.
Do something.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah, I used my inhaler. I took two puffs. Let me get my life
there
right.
There you go.
Okay. Oh, my goodness.
Stop playing. Don't play with it.
I won't. I got this. It's just, it's a lot. The show has been bananas every time. Poets did it. Like you said, they put their own stank on it, but you can still hear
there
from
it. There you go. Then you own it, too. You own it, too. Make it yours. Get yours. Don't play with it. You come up in here with that.
All right. Mm-mm.
Good, good. Now that we got that out, she got her inhaler
handy. Yeah, it's
right
away. But y'all won't have it, so here, I'm going to have to do it.
Right. There you go. There you go. So we're going to sit back and tell you that the mic is yours.
All right. The piece that was selected for me by Pharrell the Poet, who is being featured tonight, all of his writings are amazing, is titled Cuddle Season. I'm going to give it my best shot. Ten below. Icy cold, trapped force inside, I'm overwhelmed by snow. I wanted to move into her cabin within that fireplace. I wanted to be nowhere else but near that warm space. Snowed in. We decided to create a new holiday where just her and I would celebrate. No candy to collect or Easter eggs, just a light from a lit candle and a bottle of champagne. Cuddle season, and tonight love will be made. Trapped in this icy palace, heat begins to penetrate through every pore. Lust permeates, and I wanted her, wanting to feel her touch, wanting to touch her, smell her natural fragrance engulfed in the scent of her, that smell of her rich and creamy, melanized and steamy. Her essence lit like that same luscious oiled incense. If I could just taste her whole being, yes, that recipe God used to make her, I'd take just a small sip. Hot chocolate. Yes, we are snowed in, and the cocoa's good for when it's snowing. So beautiful, she'd be closed, her eyes and her heart pounding so loud, rhythmic, I hear her. Soft beating like congos, breast heaving in rhythm to mine. Though we transverse space and time in beast mode, hot and heated, passionately kissing, touching, rubbing, and body surfing, her and I have nude, cabin illuminated by candlelight, that and up shoots from the moon like two wild animals, flowing and heavily breathing, but we take it no further, because after all, it's cuddle season. Pharrell the Poet, that's his piece, decided by me.
Yeah.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're trying to stand on us. You did it.
Pharrell Negra.
I'm
going to
deduct her next week.
Yeah, you was trying to, you was trying to skate past and try to be smooth with it.
Yeah, I don't talk about it.
Ain't nobody wonder why trying to hear that. You did that.
Mm-hmm. Thank y'all. Thank
was
y'all.
A couple of breaths,
you know what?
And you made that your own.
When I practiced it, I was going to change all the hers to he, but I thought it sounded better the way it was written. So believe it or not, I didn't change a single word. That was verbatim.
That's all right.
Wow.
You did that.
Hey, I'm
all
that
wow.
Thank you, Danielle. Thank you. La Perla Negra, it means so much because you have to understand that I was scared.
Oh, we understand. We understand.
Yeah.
We all got nervous. Trust me.
Yeah.
Every last one of us.
And this job. We all did a great job. Poetic.
Thank you.
Yeah, Gina, you know, when you started reciting this, in my mind, I'm listening to Pharrell because I've heard the audio track. And I'm like, yeah,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, yeah, Gina, do it, she's doing it. So, don't listen, you ain't need no inhaler for this piece, girl. You did this piece. This was a really, really good piece for you to do. And you definitely did it justice, man. Oh, my God, I loved it.
Thank you.
Pharrell the Poet.
Thank you. I love the language.
Yes.
It was so beautiful.
Yes, I was thinking myself, I was wondering myself if she heard the track because she did it so well. Gina, let me tell you, I loved it. I loved it.
Thank you.
You did it. And I thought you might have listened to the track in order to keep the rhythm, where the rhythm was at, where this was at, that, the break, and all that good stuff. You did it the way it was written.
You have to understand
yet you
that we are not
and
just poets,
but
we're fans. Right, because you you do a thing. I call it the Pharrell effect. You do this thing
that if you don't listen closely, you cannot do what you do. Like, I was hearing you in my head as well, but also my heart was beating so loud, I felt like I was drowning myself out. But I honestly, I had to embrace it because cuddle season for me has always been my favorite time of year. You know how cold it gets here and how much it can be snowed in, and that could be a reality. So in my mind, I took myself to that place, and you were just an awesome inspiration because the writing in and of itself was perfection. So I'm glad I did it justice, and I appreciate y'all. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
That was beautiful. That was beautiful.
Man, what a dynamic show tonight. Oh, man. Now, we know that you did half of a piece for Real the Poet Douglas, but now is the opportunity that we would love to hear you do your piece, whatever piece you want to do. If it's one of the ones that's already been done, I mean, you know, because, you know, we all got our favorites when we do them. It's nothing, we can do them. But it's nothing like hearing you do them. Because I can go all day. Because you be like, because y'all, you know, when I was doing Back of Black Enough, I'm sitting in my head because I know how For Real do it. And I'd be like, am I Black Enough? Am I Black Enough?
Damn.
Because I know how you do it.
You get me hyped, bro. You get me hyped again. Yeah,
bro.
Yeah, you gotta stop, bro. Hey, look, man. y'all messing me up, boy. Hey, all right, okay, all right. Once again, I love that piece, Gina. Thank you so much. Okay, let me see if I can. Y'all took all my energy, bro. That's like let me see if I can get a build up. All right. I'm proclaimed. I got that swag. I got that swag. That Black Enough swag. I got a full clip in my poetic mag shit. Poetic swag. Poetic swagger, able to maneuver communities of poetical rulers. My pen on fleet, golden tip. Ah, Black Bic. Black Bic. Got a dig Bic. Oops. Typo, I gotta fix that shit. I got a big dick. That's the correct shit. My pen on fleek, full of the blackest ink. See, you don't wanna mess with me at any cost, cause I'm a motherfucker when I take my socks off. In my swag shit, I give it to every poet who's proclaimed great, wishing on a star to separate me from the mediocre state. Life's bars, life lifts me higher to a place where poetry meets God, staring heaven in the face, looking down on those who admire my heavenly grace, not declaring myself above no other, but when you this high, who can you see face to face but God? I gotta take my socks off. Watch me swag. Watch me vibrate. Stand back while my pen pulsates. Who am I? Who is I? Hungry. Hungry I be. Watch me as I eat that. Metaphysical particles spew from the cracks of my mouth as I spit that. I didn't chew that. I ripped that. Who am I for real? Did you get that? Nah, fall back and eat my scraps. Growl, motherfucker. You better back down and bow. Who am I? Better can no longer sit comfortable at my table, dining in my presence while I'm making reservations for the takeout their label. Just the thought of driving through, picking up and taking out these fake-ass wannabes makes me wait, watch my line, dieting, giving myself more room, almost getting bloated. I wrote it. Bitch said that I stole it. Takes me under 5 minutes to pick up my pen, 15 minutes quicker than it would to take some old-ass motherfucker to put her teeth back in. Ooh.
Me and my pen are both potency 10. Proclamation. Who am I? I stand king. Have your 300. I carry the strength of the million who marched with king. Who am I? I reign in my swagger. Mr. Epiphany IBC. Fuck Trump and his followers. Fuck Hitler and the alt-right New World Order. There's about to be a flood. A wipeout. Lord, let it be holy water. Who am I? I stand crown ruler of creativity, created epiphany, duke of speech and watcher of enemies. I'm proclaimed, see, for real the poet. Ha, shalalabosa, I be your poetical preacher. I stand king in my blackness. I be the blackest, the baddest. Chicks slip in front of their dudes with shit like damn, for real is the cutest. Ha, checking out my imprint, my package, wondering if this Vic is the biggest. I am just a man. Who am I? I'm the truth, I'm the truth, I'm the truth. I'm for real, and you don't want to stop this, spill this, drop this truth. You see, you need to hold on to this, and don't forget that I told you this about it. Simple, it gets no realer than this. For real, I'm the truth. You can't hide, lie, or use me as an alibi. I'm what you deny, lie, once my pen slips inside your skin is too thin to win. I smell the stagnant stench as it gets thin. You're too deep in hell to take this ride to heaven. Pray to be forgiven. Shameless, shameful life. Shameful, shameless life you've been living. America, fuck your flag. I'm in my bag. I'm that pill you need to take to chill. I'm the truth. I'm the truth. I'm the truth. I'm for real, and I swag on, see, you need to take this, lethal dosage, don't drop it, pop this realness, feel this truth, and as you swallow it, and as I watch you scream and moan in foreign tone, I swag, cause this truth is potent, it's toxic, and I hope you drown on it, I hope you drown on this truth. Never while I'm awake shall I fall for the fake. I need you to look into my eyes and see the discernment on my face. I need you to know how I feel, why I feel that God is real truth. The Most High got swag, see. There was a time when the lie and I didn't know the truth. All we did was get high. To tell the truth, I never knew the truth until I found God. The lie is what I lived by. Citywide, state to state, countrywide, through haunted sounds of a black mother's cries. Well, my, dry my weeping eyes. Falling for no more lies. Hard pill to swallow, but once I swallowed it, it opened up my and I became that one for real, that one with the swag. I swag on, I swag on. One mic, one stand in the mirror, one man, one lyric, one musical note, one image. For real, the poet. One God, one life, one blood, one spirit, one love, one son, one voice. Hear it. One chance, one mind, one body, one soul. So I swag on, I swag with a poetical lace throat, voice backed up with spirit on the front lines. Hear it, this is how I raise mine, so loud that you can hear mine. Hear it, designed to wreck minds, uncheck, well, check minds. It's the new dope, it's that soap on a rope dope, it's that rope dope, it's ooh dope, that coke a la mocha, until no one's more left rope, ha, ooh, until there's no more rope left. Respect minds or get scratched cataracts and go blind from the side eye like a poetical drive-by. You get gunned down, beat down, slayed with a sock full of metaphors, weighed the fuck down with nickels and assorted pronouns. Ha, this is profound. Ha, here's a sock full of quarters for those ducks who fuck with Trump and some old folks that need to sit the fuck down. Ha, la deja. This is to get down. Ha, homie, don't play that. I got trends, I got trends, I got treasures. Ha, friends that are Mexicans, that on their life today would fix you a new toupee if you ever brought your ass to this side of the border, clowns. And I'm going to end right there for real, the poet.
Yeah.
In peace.
Oh, my God.
Damn. Yeah. Yeah, you went in.
Yo.
Did y'all hear this?
Yo. For real.
Yeah.
You gave it to us.
Thank you. It was a whole lot more left, but I can't do it. Y'all ain't killing me tonight.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know the shit was that long until I started scrolling down.
That's what's up. Oh man. Just yo, you went in.
No.
But you know what? You didn't. We weren't trying to kill you. Everybody else killed the pieces that you gave them. Man.
Well, I got it out my system at least.
Whoo, man! This is why, y'all. This is why we are doing this show like this tonight. You just heard from the man himself. I mean, what more can we say?
Man, I should have gave you this one, bro. I should have gave you that one to tell you the truth.
You know what? J-Rob said in the chat, and now it just clicked. He was like, wait, that was a short piece. And now it clicked because he had Black Enough, which is a long piece, and everybody else kind of had all these long pieces. And I just got that little, you know, little short piece. I'm like, hey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm going to challenge you, Van. I'm going to challenge you, bro. I call challenge fourth, fifth.
Uh-oh.
What's challenge, man? What is this?
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm. Since you had a short piece, say up J-Rob. You know, when you say J-Rob's name, you got to say up J-Rob. I'm going to send you this piece, my brother.
Oh. Yeah. Uh-oh.
You can come back with it in the next show. But after you see how long it is, then you'll see what I'm talking about. So I'm sending
it can't
you this
be
piece.
No longer than
start
that. That's the metaphor you had me do. It cannot be any longer than that. I'm telling you.
No, it's longer. It's longer, bro.
Oh, Lord. All right.
This is like 12
you
minutes, 12
you
to 13.
Oh, Lord, you can do it.
You just said 12 minutes? You just say 12 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Y'all hear my challenge to him, J-Rob? You hear it, right? I'm going to send you this piece, Van. The next show, you can open up with this piece.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah. I'm sending this to you right now, matter of fact, since you laughed like that. For real, I'm copying it and I'm going to paste it.
Okay, bro. Go ahead. Ladies and gentlemen.
I'm going to send it to Danielle as proof. Go ahead, bro.
What? Who did what?
I said I'm going to send it to you as proof.
I don't need no proof. I believe you.
You can do the other half of it, matter of fact. Go ahead,
man.
No,
I
can't.
No, I can't.
Oh, man.
Forthwith.
Ladies and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night for Fly Speak with your host, Mojave. Wednesday night with Miss VIP and La Perla Negra in the Love Zone. Thursday night, the Get Down, J-Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. Friday night, y'all express your vibe with Ms. VIP and yours truly, Poetic. Saturday night, y'all, is Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently with yours truly, Poetic. Sunday night is the Inspiration Factory, Paul Sampson, Divine Inspiration, and yours truly, Poetic. And then we'll be right back here next Monday for another edition of the Soul Cafe with the CEO himself, for real, the poet Douglas, Essentially Janice, Paige, La Pearl, La Negra, and yours truly, Poetic. Whew, man, what a show. Danielle, what you think?
What,
amazing show.
What a show. This was incredible. I mean, I don't think I've ever been this excited since I came to Epiphany. Tonight was just, it was incredible. It really was. Everybody brought those pieces and did them justice, every last one of us. I'm honored to have a piece to have done and get such good review from For Real. You did awesome. Everybody just brought it, man. And I'm stoked. This was a beautiful show tonight. Thank you.
Indeed, indeed. To the poets of the hours, I don't want to say hour, to the poet of the hours, because, man, y'all did that 3 hours of For Real the Poet Douglas's work. Man, how does that make you feel, bro? How you feel about the show tonight?
Man, I loved it. You know, it's a hell of a feeling. And I speak for those who came before me, J-Rob the Wise Son, Jared, Just Jay, Joe the River Mind Dancer, man. I know how y'all feel now, man. It's a great feeling to be honored by your peers. You know what I'm saying? It's fun. It's exciting. It's a mixture of all things, man. This is beautiful. We just got to keep the ball rolling with the rest of you guys. You know, it'll be a privilege to honor you guys as well. So I look forward to that. But as far as me, man, to be honest with you, man, it's just a beautiful feeling. It's undescribable. It's really, truly undescribable.
Absolutely. Love it, man. Love it. Love it. Love it. Well, listen, have you selected the next poet for next week, or are you going to wait?
Yes, I have. That poet goes by the name of Poetic.
Oh, wow.
Uh-oh.
Okay. All right.
You sound like J-Rob, bro. You sound like J-Rob right now, bro.
You did.
You got to stop doing people, bro.
I got a couple of recapitulating words and pieces. So yeah. But no, but I look forward to it.
There was one word I was supposed to introduce. I'm sorry. You ready for real?
Wait a minute.
It's not that hard.
Okay. All right.
Elucidated.
Elucidated?
Elucidated.
Nice.
I'm cool with elucidation. I have elucidated. Once or twice.
Okay, then we're clear. Cool.
Okay. That one wasn't too hard of a... That didn't scare me too... Elucidated. Wait a minute.
Okay.
Elucidated. Yeah, five. Uh-huh. I had to look at my fingers. Yeah, I had to look at them, too.
No, it didn't count.
Yeah, I can't just count. I had to look at them, too. Hey, poetic. Let me just tell you this, poetic. I tried to put the piece in your inbox, but it was too long for your inbox.
Oh, that's too bad. That's too bad.
Oh, thank you, Miss Billy.
Really, Danielle? Really, Danielle? Really?
Yeah. You can break it in half. You can copy and paste it, and then you know when you're in.
How much am I screwing? Wait till you see this.
Okay. All right. Well. If all hearts are clear, we're gonna go ahead and shut it down for the evening, ladies and gentlemen. We thank you for hanging out with us, for honoring For Real the Poet Douglas with his works. As you heard, next week will be my week, so I will send pieces. If you have a favorite piece that you'd like to do, let me know and I can send it to you. But we'll see y'all tomorrow night with Mojave Fly Speak. Make sure you tune in. One love, one mic. Continue to take your socks off. Baby, baby.
Mm-hmm. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Yeah.